Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season tickets. That's why I think you applaud those guys even more, because that's what should matter more right now is equality rather than the dollar in a ticket sold.
Yep. There you have it all. You know, TJ Carter, Obinaze, Anthony Miller, pretty unanimous from the Memphis football player side. All right, we will come back. Jeff Coggins is going to join us at 1:25. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
SiriusXM wants to make your summer drives sound and feel even better. Right now, our exclusive entertainment is on free in your car through July 6th, and all you have to do is listen. Enjoy over 100 channels, including music, ad-free, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. Listen in your car, plus stream on your phone and at home. Summer drives never sounded so free. Go to SiriusXM.com/listenESPN to learn more.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. While supplies last, offer ends 8/31/20.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Ugh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville. One of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team. 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
A Memphis staple since 1935. Lucky Heart makes gel hand sanitizer using quality ingredients and 70% alcohol with no off-putting odor or artificial fragrance. For personal and commercial use, call 901-526-7658 or visit LuckyHeart.com.
The die-hard batteries you know and trust are now at Advance Auto Parts. That means all the reliability, durability, and power you expect now come with free testing, free installation, and the unrivaled expertise of Advance team members. No appointment necessary. And for a limited time, purchase a die-hard battery and enter to win a free Optima battery maintainer and charger. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details. This is the sound of Jeff's first ever low and slow Applewood smoked pork shoulder. And this...
Yes, yes, yes! Yes!
...is the sound he made when it fell right off the bone. Yeah, you okay there, Jeff?
Oh, it's beautiful!
Backyard grilling leaves the best marks. Kingsford. For recipes and inspiration, visit kingsford.com.
Now is my time.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Everybody rock with me because I'm up now. Took your girl and I'm scoring like I made the touchdown. Swerving in a Lambo, doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down. Pull up and I'm flooded with an iced out watch. With it look like butter, baby, pecan drop. Pecan drop, put that phone in.
Sandra. Stand my knots, count a lot, saw a lot.
Back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, as promised. He is Darren Rebell. He's in the business of sports betting, sports business reporter, and senior executive producer over at the Action Network. He joins us now. Hey, Darren, how's it going, man? Appreciate the time.
I'm good.
All right, so a lot to get to on the show today. I want to start, though, with the news that we saw in the NFL yesterday, which is that if they are to have fans in the stands at their games, they may require fans to sign basically a COVID waiver. Is that feasible? Do you expect that's how it's going to have to look? What did you make of that story when you saw it?
I only think it's feasible because the state of digital ticketing that we're in right now. I mean, I think it's very easy to say to put basically a film over someone's digital ticket and say, you know, by accepting this, you're accepting the risk of, you know, potentially contracting COVID-19 at the game or whatever. Now, I got in a fight with a lawyer on Twitter, because we're always getting in a fight on Twitter, of course. He basically said, well, it's kind of the inherent risks that you're accepting by having the ticket already there. And I kind of said, well, not really. If you look at it, it's physical in terms of you can get hit by a ball. You can it's more specific with baseball, but it's certainly not, you know, coming down with a virus and potentially dying. So I think it's feasible, just because it's not like someone has to stand by the gates or the where you're going through, where they're checking you through in the metal detectors and handing you out the thing to physically sign. So, I think the way to do it is digital like that.
So do you sort of, the news changes every day, right, with COVID. And, you know, a month ago we felt like we were definitely going to have all sports. We were definitely going to have fans in some, you know, places. Are you sort of personally expecting it to maybe some regions and some parts of the country have, you know, a certain capacity of fans and others don't? Like, are you really expecting to look up in October, November and see fans in NFL stadiums?
I would say that, but the issue is, you know, New York recently came out with, because they're obviously in good shape. New York and New Jersey are in good shape when they were in the worst shape, obviously, and now they're in good shape. You know, the governors of both New York and New Jersey said, well, you can't fly in here from Arizona or California or Florida, or you have to quarantine yourself for 14 days. I only expect certain regions to be that way if you're really going to keep people from states where there's COVID-19 spikes out of the other states. Otherwise, to me, it just seems like, and I'm not an epidemiologist and I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, but it just seems to me like, well, you're just kind of just reinfecting and you're just hoping at some point the virus dies. So it's interesting that originally a couple of months ago, we were always talking about single locations and single locations would be good. And then the single location they talked about for baseball was Arizona, which would have been a disaster potentially. And obviously the NBA is, going into their bubble in a county in Orlando that is essentially, you know, maybe the 15th biggest rise if you counted Orlando as a state. So, I don't know, but I would think that you'd have to have, if you're going to say some states are good and some states are not, you'd have to have blanket rules as to people from some states entering other states.
Is there any way they're doing this, just real quickly, Darren, not to get too deep in it, because I got a lot more to ask you, but, you know, whenever the NBA comes back, for not this time around, obviously in Orlando there'll be no fans, but when they do come back, or college basketball, inside arenas, anyway, you see liability waivers, or is that much further off? Is it too, you know, is that apples and oranges for us right now with where the country is with this?
I just think every day is like different.
Like, it's true.
You know, you just look at where the thought of, hey, going to a beach, and, you know, I recently went to a beach and I had my mask on to the beach, and then, you know, when I was sitting down with only my family, I took it off, and then, you know, I think it's all play it by ear. And then, you know, like inside is obviously worse than being outside. How are they going to distance fans? I mean, I think to go back to completely normal, you know, this virus is going to have to go away, or you're going to have a vaccine. And that's just, what it is. And it's just such an unknown that I do think what's weird is that to me it seems like the NFL is blindly, at least publicly, not planning. Like, they think it's, like, a good idea to, like, go all in. Mm-hmm. And they certainly had until 2 weeks ago when teams started, you know, first the Patriots said, okay, if you're sick or you're elderly or you're at risk, then, you know, you don't have to pay for your season tickets this year and you'll still stay on the list. And then the Texans and the Jets, another team basically said, hey, if you don't want your ticket, just tell us now. And I think that's basically for planning to say, okay, well, if we do have fans, who's knocked out? But it does seem to me a little bit weird that the NFL, at least publicly, has kind of not really openly discussed any sort of specific plans other than kind of a full go.
Yeah, we're talking to Darren Bill from the Action Network. You know, obviously, I think here in Memphis and in the South, you know, we're obviously focused on, you know, college football. And I think for pro sports, it's so much easier because, I mean, those guys are pros that get paid. I mean, that's their livelihoods. They got mortgages and they got, you know, big livelihoods they have to pay for. So if they can play, I'm assuming they're going to play. That goes for NBA, NFL, and you can put them in a bubble, et cetera. The logistics are much more complicated for college sports, college football, college basketball, but the financial implications are still almost as massive. So if you're the NCAA and conference commissioners, how do you sort of reconcile the financial ruin that it would bring if you didn't have a season next to how do we pull this off logistically?
You can't reconcile the financial ruin. It's just like everything is ruined. You know, this it's just a microcosm of everything else that's going on in this world. And you have to just be able to make your own individual decisions, which, you know, obviously the NFL, yes, each team is their own team, but yes, they share a coming together. With college football, it's just an idea of coming together, like, holy crap, if we don't have college football, how are we going to support these other sports? But you know, their butts are on the line, the university presidents. They're dealing with even a greater problem, which is if we go online, are we the same value and do we charge the same for tuition? So, you know, I mean, I think the most stark article that came out this week was Dennis Dodd's story on an epidemiologist that he spoke to that said that, you know, if we go ahead here, 3 to 6 college players will die. And then, you know, just let's just talk about that openly. Is that okay?
All right.
Now, no. I know publicly people have to say no, but there's plenty of college football fans will say, well, on what teams do were they on?
That's just true.
I'm just saying, yeah. Like, you know, so I don't know. It's much more difficult for college, and yet it is more financial ruin because colleges – No one in any part of business had a zero revenue calculation for 6 to 8 months. In the history of the world, no one projects zero revenue. Mm-hmm. So you know, it's a problem all over, and college and the NFL and all the other sports are just a small piece of that.
Well, another heavy one, Darren. What do you think with this pressure from investors? You know, and the Redskins, they want a new stadium. If they do it, it's going to have to be on federal land, so the government may withhold that until you change the name. You think Daniel Snyder's going to be pressured into doing this? He said never, but it sure seems like the folks are stacking up against him now in even a new way, and even maybe a stronger
way. Well, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting play. I mean, and it goes back to history with George Preston Marshall, who, you know, was a noted racist.
Yes.
You know, the fact that he was the last NFL owner to integrate, African American black players into the NFL, and only did so when, you know, the Redskins couldn't play on land until, you know, he promised to do it because it was mm-hmm. federal land. So, I mean, it is sad. It is really sad. But Daniel Snyder is a headstrong, stubborn guy, and he doesn't want to seem weak, and he's fought this long enough. I mean, listen, they went to certain Native American tribes to say they love the Redskins and then issued some sort of bogus poll. I mean, we got to change things. And I think we've come a long way in the past 3 or 4 weeks alone with racism in this country. And, you know, some people could say it's gone too far. I don't think that if you get rid of someone's statue who was racist. Now, obviously, there's context. We're coming up on July 4th, where all the founding fathers of our nation, slave owners, well, most, a lot of them, you know, so how do you do that? But I do think that changing names and changing statues and changing who our kids walk by when there are things there, they shouldn't be there. Yeah. And so I think there's a whole redefining. And against this context of what's happening with Black Lives Matter, exactly, and how things are changing, I think it puts Daniel Snyder in a new, more uncomfortable position.
Yeah. We're talking to Darren Revelle, the business of sports betting, sports business reporter and senior executive producer over there at the Action Network. Follow him on Twitter at Darren Revelle. Speaking of Black Lives Matter, Darren, the University of Memphis here in town, their football program was, to the best of my knowledge, the first in Division I football. They came out earlier this week and said they're going to have the BLM decal on their helmets this season, of course, assuming a season is played. And for the most part, it was met with, you know, support. You know, I think players were involved in that decision. You know, fans across the city, I think, weren't largely supportive. But there is, as always, a very vocal minority of fans who say, I'm going to cancel my season tickets. I'm right. never going to support this place again. I can't believe they would do this. So, I mean, it's not
like... Okay, there is something to that. And what that is when I say Black Lives Matter, or a Memphis coach says Black Lives Matter, and I care, and I want this to be part of my initiative, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. It comes off to some people as an endorsement of that. Of Black Lives Matter. And so then people who are already getting into, well, the statistics, and listen, we've had a crazy data crisis in America with COVID-19. The way that data is spun and made specifically so people think other ways. I mean, it's crazy. As someone who's obsessed with data, it is the biggest, aside from the virus, it's the biggest crisis in data we've ever had. And so there are people that say, well, Black Lives Matter, but you know, what's the percentage of people who get into all this? And it you know, it's not just enough to say that it's like, well, should I support this? And whatever it is, there is an endorsement implied when a program or a company says this. Now, I do think the Starbucks thing was great when someone comes in with Black Lives Matter as an individual, and even if they're working at Starbucks, you have to let them do that. That was, you know, I had a cousin who got fired because he made a political statement when he was working somewhere. I think that's gone now. I think that's gone. I think that you can be an individual. But obviously, when you bring in a company or a school, it changes.
How much action is there going to be on this Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest this weekend, Darren?
A lot. Record.
First time, right?
The first time legally. Okay. The question is, with all the other factors, how do you seriously bet this thing? I want to put the largest bet on this. Like, I want them to limit me. You know? Mm-hmm. That would be my... But here's a problem. I mean, the problem is that they're going to be inside with air conditioning. As someone who has been to these contests, when it's 100 degrees and the humidity is, you know, basically 100, it's very difficult to do anything, let alone stuff your face. So if it's an air-conditioned environment and instead of 20 guys competing, there's 5, you got the room, you got social distancing. Like, I don't know. Right now I'm thinking Joey Chestnut put down 74 last year. His over-under is around 72 or 72 and a half. I feel like that's a good number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But is he, you know, one of the things that we've been trying to figure out, it's very difficult, nearly impossible, you know, during all of this when there's going to be no crowds, how much do athletes deal with no crowds? Mm-hmm. How much does it affect them? Like, I could see Bryce Harper really being affected this year. Like, he's an adrenaline pump-up type of guy. Mike Trout is kind of in his own head. So the question is, how much does Joey Chestnut get in with the on the adrenaline? It's a very tough thing to bet, actually.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Darren, man, we appreciate the time as always. Have a great weekend, man. Thanks for the time. Darren.
You got it. Take care, guys.
Yep. He is Darren Revell.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Gear up for all your favorite teams and sports with Radio.com. The biggest sports stations in America talk about the NFL, MLB, NHL, and NBA. Get updates on when games will start and how your team stacks up. Find Jim Rome, Tiki and Tierney, and more of the top personalities in sports on CBS Sports Radio. And you'll love Radio.com sports originals like Mike's On with Francesa, Swings and Misses, and You Better You Bet with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. Gear up with all the shows and podcasts on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
The diehard batteries you know and trust are now at Advance Auto Parts. That means all the reliability, durability, and power you expect now come with free testing, free installation, and the unrivaled expertise of Advance team members. No appointment necessary. And for a limited time, purchase a diehard battery and enter to win a free Optima battery maintainer and charger. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details. This is the sound of Jeff's first ever low and slow Applewood smoked pork shoulder. And this...
Yes, yes, yes! Yes!
...is the sound he made when it fell right off the bone. Are you okay there, Jeff?
Oh, it's beautiful!
Backyard grilling leaves the best marks. Kingsford. For recipes and inspiration, visit kingsford.com.
Imagine a coffee cup. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business, one of thousands on eBay. Powered by people, millions of people, all over the country, all working to get you exactly what you want. And that's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
You love them enough to do anything for them.
Dad, can we make 200 cookies for my bake sale tomorrow?
Let's do this.
Including checking NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Hey, I'm here with Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spinsdorf Realtors. Sheldon, I've heard you're probably one of the worst golfers in town.
Steve, I don't know where you heard that. I play golf weekly with a great group of guys. There's 5 of us, and I have to ride alone in a cart in the second tee time. I know they like to do that so I can keep my concentration.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But I hear as bad as your golf is, your marketing skill in real estate is phenomenal. What do I hear people in town say? When you want the job done, call Shell Dunn.
Steve, I'm all into the real estate business and have been for a long time. I'm a firm believer that before people list their home, they should always talk to 2 to 3 brokers. Make sure I'm one of them. I've got a heck of a good strategic marketing program with Shell Bucks Options.
So you'd rather sell homes than play golf, huh?
Heck yeah. Sellers don't make me sit in a cart by myself. Want to talk? Call or email me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and...
Go Tigers!
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
It's no crime to love true crime. In fact, you're not alone with your fascination for murder and mayhem. That's why the Radio.com app has a wide range of true crime at your fingertips, like the popular podcasts Up and Vanished, The Clearing, Most Notorious, Southern Fried True Crime, and so much more. All available 24/7 and all just a click away. When it comes to true crime, Radio.com has it locked up. Radio.com, on your desktop or download the free app now.
All law firms are not the same. There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Back, Jason and John on Eastern FM ESPN. Jeff Calkins is the host of the Jeff Calkins Show, sports columnist over at the Daily Memphian. And speaking of easy lover, he's in the process of breeding.
Is that
the right word, breeding, Jeff?
Human breeding?
Not human breeding.
Not human breeding. John didn't put in the word human. Dog.
I did my human breeding when I was a younger man.
Right.
And now they're all 18, 20, and 22, those kiddos. So, yeah, this is something that I there's things you talk about in your life that are just kind of quirky, right, or whatever. And you say, all right, well, I can talk about that. It kind of makes me fun and quirky. Then there's other things you're like, is this too weird to even talk about? And I wondered if this crossed the line because I have these dogs, and I 7 years ago, I had a litter of puppies, and I decided I'd like to have another litter of puppies. And when you do, like, breeding of dogs, purebred dogs, you're not really just supposed to take two dogs and throw them out in the backyard and say, go to it. You're supposed to be responsible. And you're supposed to, I mean, honestly, like, the level of testing that my dog Willow has gone through in order to have sex is, like, if every American did this, there'd be no sex. It was... She had her hips x-rayed, her elbows x-rayed, her eye checked, her heart checked, 2 different genetic tests, a few other things, okay? So then, in addition, the stud dog is in, you sure you want to know all this? The stud dog's in Lexington, Kentucky. And so on my vacation, I have been taking Willow to get her progesterone tested every morning.
Wow.
So we know when it's right, you know? So then And then the moment has come, as it were, and I drive, that was yesterday, I drive 9 hours to Lexington, Kentucky to take her for her big romantic date with the stud dog last night. And I swear to God, they went at it for about an hour and never connected once. No, he didn't get it in.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Like he kept trying and trying.
This is uncomfortable. I think we've all been there once or twice.
Then I don't think it was like a Viagra issue. I think it was more of an aiming issue.
Okay.
So then what do you do? You say, well, what do you do then, Jeff? Well, here's what you do. you schedule what's called a side-by-side AI, artificial insemination, at the vet, which I had done as a backup for this morning. So I stayed in literally the worst hotel I've ever stayed in, a Red Roof Inn in Lexington for $53, where I knew they could take a dog.
Yeah, they're taking more than a dog in there.
This morning I showed up with, so the boy dog comes, Willow, whatever. And how do you imagine it works? Do you have any guesses, John? I don't want to subject Jason to this line of questioning. How do you think a side-by-side artificial insemination works?
Well, there's a multi-step process.
Okay. Take me through the steps.
So first you have to extract the semen from the male.
How do they do that?
Well, they give it a penthouse. They give it a collection of penthouse forum letters.
That's right. Not true.
Little doggy, little
yeah.
Penthouse forum.
Yeah. And then right. and
I
then
my own business.
And then they turn on Cinemax. And then that gets the job done. And then they take like the little
get some going.
You think they send the dog in a little room next door and with a
well, they. I don't know. Like, I don't know how you get. I mean, sometimes, like, you know.
What are they doing to that dog?
How do they get the dog aroused?
Yeah, what are they doing? Does he know the difference?
Do you, like, put a smell out there? Is there, like, a smell they have? Like,
no,
a scent?
The girl is right there. The girl is right there.
Okay. Is the dog perhaps not attracted to women?
No, here's what happened. So the dog, I have my dog in there. And they bring Bosun, that's his name, in. And he immediately is ready to go. Like, Bosun, his aim may not be good, but he is ready to go at all times. And so he comes in, and he is immediately fired up. Starts sniffing around, and is ready to go to work. And that's her job. Her job is like it's just to get him oiled up. Basically, so the point is, he'll put dollars in the G string. He was fired up at that point. Then, and this is for your listeners who of tender of sensibility, the veterinarian, who is a specialist in breeding and stuff, she literally reaches under and gives him a hand job.
Oh my
man, this
God!
Got really bad. You went from 0 to 60.
Oh my God!
That's nasty.
Into a tube.
That is not true.
How else did he get it out?
How are you even comfortable with yourself? If you're the vet.
Do you have to go to, like, confession afterwards?
Is that not some sort of molestation?
You have to be like, pet? Father, I did a very bad thing today.
It's how it works. And that it is like, how else would it work? So anyway, and then she joked about it. She said, like, because Bosun was frustrated because, you know,
it's a human.
The previous night he'd been trying for an hour, and now he'd been trying. And he's like, finally some relief. She looked at him. She said, yeah, he's thinking, finally someone who knows what they're doing.
Jesus.
That's what she said. And then she said, in this line of work, you have to have a sense of humor about it, you know?
Well, yeah, no, so anyway, I mean, because you're over here, you know, giving dogs hand jobs.
He's escorted from, he's happy at that point. He's escorted from the room.
Yeah, get out of here.
Empty.
Then they have the sperm, the semen. First they look in the microscope to make sure those little babies are swimming.
Yeah.
And then they basically take like a turkey baster and they jam it in with a turkey baster and, you know, squeeze it, basically a highfalutin turkey baster. And there you go. And now we'll see if it works.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
If it works, there will be puppies in early September.
Wow.
Early September is when it would work. So if the Grizzlies are on a deep playoff run.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my hands full.
Well, you won't be, you're not going to the bubble, though. I mean, unlike the last time.
No.
The last time this happened, the Grizzlies made a Western Conference Finals run.
I have a question. Do you regret asking me about this?
Ooh. No. But I also will say I didn't ask you that much.
It was uncomfortable when you talked about it with Drew Hill earlier this week. I found myself very uncomfortable.
I think you took some creative liberties sort of with how in detail you went.
But no, I mean, I didn't take creative liberties. I just told factual. You the story.
Well, I mean, you,
I didn't know either. I literally didn't know. Oh, no, I grew up on a farm.
You know what? I now know.
Now, here's the truth. Brad, because Brad grew up in an agricultural part of the world, mm-hmm. right? Brad says he's seen the same procedure done on a horse. And not like on, you know, on Pornhub.
Yeah, no, I don't. I would hope not.
You've seen the same procedure done on a horse.
Well, that's why I stay out of the livestock industry.
It's interesting that they haven't come up with a more sophisticated, like the old-fashioned way, right?
No,
Old school, right? You know?
Yeah, no, it's definitely something. I mean, that's, you know, that's why.
This is vacation.
That's why you have to go to veterinarian school. You know, you got to learn how to, you know, give a dog an old-fashioned.
You know what the answer is? Get yourself a veterinarian. Right.
That's... Okay. Yeah, that's good. All right. Well, we're going to attempt to segue from this conversation. Best of luck to you on your self-discovery journey here.
I can't believe you even thought that was funny. It was highly scientific. It's not the kind of thing you make sport of. It's just.
I'm sorry. You're right. You can't make fun of a human being giving a dog a hand job. You're right.
It's a medical procedure.
Exactly. That's what I tell my wife all the time. It's a medical procedure.
What were you gonna ask me?
Well, I don't know how to segue, so maybe I should take the topic that I was gonna ask you about and put that to the end, and then so that way we won't be segueing from this. But Ja Morant had a media availability today, Jeff, where you will be shocked to learn that on his agenda is winning.
Winning what? Winning like three out of eight?
I don't know. I don't think he put a number on it.
He didn't put a cap on it, did he?
Yeah.
Winning, did he say winning
big.
Going 4-4?
You can tell Calkins was not on the Zoom today because
he's been working.
Jeff would have pressed him.
I've been doing other things. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, Jeff would have absolutely pressed him.
You're doing three hits a day.
Did he look beefier? Did he look more like he could stand up to the rigors of the NBA and the NBA bubble?
I won't lie. He did look a little bulkier but the bar was pretty low. I mean, he was 175 pounds soaking wet before. So, but I will say you can tell that he's been in the gym for sure, though. He's not Zion, but he's definitely a little bit bigger. I would have noticed. I would have been like, oh, he looks a little bit bigger. I mean, it's not going to change his game. You know, this is not like something that's going to drastically change the way he plays, but I do think it'll just, for his longevity, like it's a, I don't want to overstate it, but I mean, I definitely do think it helps. You know, you'd much rather be at his size, 182 or whatever it is, 187, than, you know, 175. So, you know, I think it's a positive. I guess before we get into other things, I mean, what are your expectations for them? You know, they have eight games.
That's my expectation. They'll win three or my expectations are they win three or four of them. That they get the eighth seed, that they win one of the two games, that they play the Lakers, and they get swept. If you had to ask me what's going to happen, Jeff, what's going to happen? That's what I would tell you is going to happen. They're going to go 4-4. They're going to get the eighth seed. Yeah. They're going to win one of the two games against the Pelicans. They're then going to, and everyone's going to weep, and then they're going to play LA in the bubble, and they're going to get swept.
What's the proper level of disappointment if they lose in that play-in series? How would you frame it, Jeff, because ultimately they're ahead of schedule, you've been so close. Is it a major really letdown? You know,
no.
I don't think either.
Right? It is a minor letdown.
Agreed.
And if you get demolished, if it's by the Pelicans, and if you get demolished,
that will be a little deflating.
It'll be a little deflating because not only is it you're thinking, oh, this isn't good, you also wonder if it's foreshadowing of the future. You're right.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to be? Like it would, in a weird way, it would be better to lose to Portland in some ways because you know you're not going to have to be dealing with Portland as long.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, there is, unless there's a devastating injury, there's nothing that can happen that can make this season anything other than a success.
Right, exactly.
Even if they go 0-8, like that wouldn't be perfect. I wouldn't wish it on them, right? But you'll still say, oh, yeah, it's really too bad they came back and, you know, couldn't figure it out again, whatever. But, you know, so, and I certainly don't expect it to go 0-8. But there's nothing that can happen now but the injury that'll that'll take the fun out of this year.
Yeah, we're talking to Jeff Coggins. Joins us every single Thursday here. You can hear him from 9 to 11 on the Jeff Coggins Show. Read him over at the Daily Memphian. And then the news of yesterday, and I guess this week, has been the decision by the University of Memphis football program as they kind of become the first. I believe they are the first in Division I football to do this gesture, which is put a BLM decal on their helmets this upcoming season, provided that we, you know, play some games. And I wrote about it, and I tweeted out the article yesterday, and TJ Carter has retweeted it. Obina Eze has retweeted it. Tony Pollard has retweeted it. Universally, you know, the players and alums seem to be totally on board with this, but you do see, you know, a vocal minority, but a minority still, you know, who threatened to cancel season tickets, who threatened to, you know, not support the program anymore. So I guess I would ask you, Jeff, how do you psychologically put yourself in the stands on Saturdays and support a team that is predominantly black, but when it comes to those predominantly black players standing up for individual rights and their rights to equality, you separate the two? How can you do that? Can you do that intellectually?
I don't know how. I honestly think it exposes the good news this year is that it's a distinct minority. There has not been a outpouring of unhappiness over this. Most people seem to support them and understand it, and all of that. Now it's interesting if it had happened 3 years ago, right? At a different time in America, would there have been more people? But right now, when literally every company that you buy things from, the NFL, everyone else is saying Black Lives Matter should people should take it seriously, but everyone's doing it now, right? You know what I mean? I hope everyone who is tweeting it and saying it is sincere about it. Every company is sincere about it. But there's not it doesn't take the kind of courage to say it, or that it never should have taken that kind of courage. But right now, when Roger Goodell was saying it, it's not a huge leap. And if you are one of the fans who is objecting to it now, I think you have to take a hard look at yourself, because if you say you support the team, you say you support the program, you say supposedly what that's supposed to mean is you actually support the players who are a part of that program, not just a logo or a uniform. You're supporting the kids, right? You're supporting those, and those kids are predominantly African American. And if you believe in them and support them, you should support their right to have a voice and to speak out, and you should care about the things they care about. And you should, it's an educational institution, you should, you should welcome the fact that they are trying to change the world and think about and doing exactly what you should do. And so I have a very hard time squaring it, the idea that you could say you are, quote, unquote, a fan of the Memphis Tigers and then say you're not going to buy. Well, what are you a fan of? Some helmet? Are you just a fan of the helmet of the Tigers? If you're a fan of the Tigers, those are human beings, and the human beings who have voices and thoughts and an opinion about the world. And if you don't respect that, who the hell needs you as a fan? Honestly, I mean that.
We're all with you on that, Jeff. I think the majority of us. Do you think you'll see other college football coaches like Silverfield saying, hey, let's do this, other programs? While it seems common sense for the three of us, Jeff, having this conversation, and many of our listeners, I do wonder how many others will go forward with this. You know, Memphis, like John said, the first, and you know, I got to imagine that even if you've got the idea in some athletic departments, right, you want to do this, your players have decided to, when you get to, you know, whether it's the athletic director, some associate director say, hey, we're going to do this, that thought about season tickets will come into play to the point that maybe some of them say no. Do you think others will do it? Do you think there are other coaches who will take this step?
I guess I'll be surprised if others don't. Now, maybe not others, you know, in the Deep South or something, you know?
Well, we know Mike Gundy ain't going to do it.
And what about Dabo? Like, would Dabo do it?
Mike Gundy's doing. I don't think Dabo is probably going to do it.
Probably not.
I'm surprised that others haven't done it, and I think it's wonderful that this is the first university to think of it.
I do, too.
And I really am surprised that others haven't done it. I actually talked to Ryan about this, 2 weeks ago, and he mentioned that they were going to do it or thought of, were thinking about doing it and weren't willing to publicize it yet at that point. And I actually sort of said, oh, like, is that the kind of – I thought it was a bigger deal in my questioning about it, like how much approval or how much you worried about backlash or how much – and he was totally like, yeah, I don't see why we can't do it. Like, he was not nonchalant about it because they took it very seriously. I don't mean that. I just mean the idea that he wouldn't do it because of some objection
– right.
Or, but, you know, or because the NCAA or the conference or whatever, I kind of wondered, like, are there regulations in terms of what you can put on your helmet or what you can't? You know how the NFL is always limiting what you're allowed to say?
Yeah, your like, you're my calls, my cleats, right.
So I sort of raised that, like, are you sure you can do that? And he was like, again, it wasn't nonchalant in the sense of he wasn't taking it seriously. He just didn't see any reason he couldn't do it or wouldn't do it, like, at all. Like, and it very clearly came out of a conversation with the players, is what he said. He didn't just come up with the idea, right. And he listens to his players. And I think that's the lesson. Listen, if the coach is listening to the players, maybe the fans should also listen to the players. And I think most are. And I think that's what's important here.
Jeff, man, best of luck on your self-discovery journey with Willow.
Hey, are you quaking in your boots about Cam Newton or no?
I'm a little worried about it. Yeah, okay. I would prefer that not have happened. You know,
of course.
I was more comfortable. Stidham. I was more aboard when it was Stidham.
Absolutely.
But then again, this is all.
You're always scary Bills fan.
Right. Yeah.
Jeff, thank you for this.
All right, man. We know you got to get back to the dog stuff. So
the veterinarian actually handles that business.
Yeah, I did not know that. That was news to me.
Is that in the books?
I don't know. I don't know. Do you go to like
it's part of the standard deal?
You know, I don't know.
The guilt.
Like, do you get your veterinarian's degree, like, do you have to, like, do that? You know, is it, like, the last boss?
My guilt level would be high. I don't know about you.
No, I mean, I'd rather not do it. You know, I'd rather just not do it. There are probably some people right now who are, you know, struggling, you know. Give them $50, come do it. I'm not doing it.
I never knew. No wonder they can charge so much.
Yeah,
to the links they'll go.
But it's a lucrative,
profession.
Venture. Oh,
or just that part of the
breeding
profession.
Dogs.
Yeah. Oh, I get
you
that.
You can really like it could be a side hustle. You know what I mean?
Veterinarians like dentists, they can charge whatever they want.
That's
right.
We can. I actually go to Walnut Grove Animal Clinic. My man, Dr. Slattery, he's the best. They do not gouge me because we are in there twice a month. I mean, every time, you know, Sam thought Tony had COVID because he was coughing, you know.
Y'all took the dog to be tested for
COVID. They don't have COVID tests for the dog, but you know.
Did you do?
Well, they could not rule it out. They could not rule out COVID because they don't have tests. So it could be COVID, but that was a month ago.
What'd the cough sound like?
It was very dry. It's a very dry cough.
Human-like cough?
Yeah, it was a dry cough. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. But I don't think Tony had COVID. But see, Dr. Slattery does not. And I will say, like, I don't think he's ever given my dogs that. I don't think he's ever done that act. He has neutered one or both of my dogs. But he is. He neutered Tony. But he has never, I think, done the act.
Titan been out to pasture for a long time.
Titan has. We need
retired.
Tony. I mean, Titan did have a litter. He is a father with a Chihuahua.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he got it. He got out one day and went in my old residence, and you know, Chihuahua came together. We didn't even have to try; they just hit it off.
He didn't have any aiming problems or anything.
No, he was, you know, right no. To it. And okay. it's still. I think that goes into why he's so angry these days because he never got a chance to meet his kids before they were, you know, given away, and I think that's something that really has stuck with him over the years. And I think maybe
is
you
that
can
not cruel in some way.
Oh, I think you need to. I think you need to be able to meet your kids, you know, human, dog, whatever. You know, he never was given that opportunity, and so I think he's held that inside, and it really has explained the darkness.
Part of what makes him so angry.
Mm-hmm. The frustration, you know, pent up. Mm-hmm. So, but it's just a sad story, man. Sad story. All right, we'll come back, wrap this up on a what's today? A Thursday.
A sad Thursday after those dog stories.
Man. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Hey, I'm here with Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spinsdorf Realtors. Sheldon, I've heard you're probably one of the worst golfers in town.
Steve, I don't know where you heard that. I play golf weekly with a great group of guys. There's five of us, and I have to ride alone in a cart in the second tee time. I know they like to do that so I can keep my concentration.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But I hear as bad as your golf is, your marketing skill in real estate is phenomenal. What do I hear people in town say? When you want the job done, call Shell Dunn.
Steve, I'm all into the real estate business and have been for a long time. I'm a firm believer that before people list their home, they should always talk to 2 to 3 brokers. Make sure I'm one of them. I've got a heck of a good strategic marketing program with Shell Bucks options.
So you'd rather sell homes than play golf, huh?
Heck yeah. Sellers don't make me sit in a cart by myself. Want to talk? Call or email me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and...
Go Tigers!
I had cancer for the fourth time.
I have bipolar disorder.
I was hit by a car.
I have a rare disease.
I have Down syndrome.
Children's health care in the United States is severely underfunded.
We can't wait while the debate over a funding solution continues.
Kids can't wait. Give to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital's COVID-19 Impact Fund. Text CHILD to 51555. Child to 51555.
Here's some good news. Buster's Liquors and Wines is open at Poplar and Highland. Not just open for curbside pickup, but open for walk-in business. Go to busterslickers.com for store info, a protocol, hours, and days of operation and delivery service info, too. That place is clean as a whistle. Come on in and take a stroll. Experience why Buster's boasts the largest selection of fine beers, wines, bourbons, great spirits from Tennessee, and the friendliest, most knowledgeable staff. Open for walk-in business now. Buster's Liquors and Wines.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
It's no crime to love true crime. In fact, you're not alone with your fascination for murder and mayhem. That's why the Radio.com app has a wide range of true crime at your fingertips, like the popular podcasts Up and Vanished, The Clearing, Most Notorious, Southern Fried True Crime, and so much more. All available 24/7 and all just a click away. When it comes to true crime, Radio.com has it locked up. Radio.com, on your desktop or download the free app now.
The weekend is upon us. I know a lot of you guys have a 3-day weekend now. You get off for tomorrow for the 4th of July weekend. I recommend celebrating with a nice glass of Riverset Rye. Go pick up a bottle. It's a beautiful bottle. It's red. It's gold. It's got like that barge on the river on it. It's a beautiful bottle. You just want it standing in and sitting up in your bar. Just trust me. It looks good. And it tastes good. That's the best part about it. It's smooth. You get those hints of oak. Of vanilla. It's what you want your rye whiskey. So go out there, pick up a bottle today. It's made right here in the city of Memphis, aged right here along the banks of the Mississippi River. You're drinking locally. You're supporting locally when you pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye. And it's also just $29.99. So what are you waiting for? It's my go-to whiskey. It should be your go-to whiskey as well. Pick up a bottle for the 3-day weekend. No better time wherever fine liquors are sold. It's Riverset Rye. Join the rye revolution and go against the current. Pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye Whiskey today.
Join music superstar Becky G Thursday, July 2nd, live for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. The Census helps inform where billions in funding go for each year, from health clinics to highways, school programs, and more. That's why an accurate count is so crucial. Take the census now. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Becky G's live performance with appearances by sports greats Marvin Jones Jr. and J.J. Barea on July 2nd, 6 p.m. Eastern.
It's the perfect time for a powerful business refresh during Dell Technologies Cyber Savings event. It starts now with up to 50% off high-performance Windows 10 business laptops, desktops, and servers, plus top-brand electronics. It's also your chance to streamline IT and simplify PC life cycles with PC as a service. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 10 Pro for Business. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
It's so on point.
Like, now, so back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Self in the kitchen. I'm trying to stay up on my iPhone. Told my bitch I love you. That was just a typo. That bitch drive me crazy. She gon' make me psycho. Everything I've been through, something only
it's, there's never been a better time to sell than right now. Inventory is low, which means when you enlist the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts to help you with that process, you potentially get top dollar. That's what they do. That's the magic that they work over at the Live Love Memphis team. They've helped Jason. They've helped Scott, KT. The list goes on and on. They're going to help you with the inspections. They're going to help you with the closing. They're going to help you with everything in between. To get involved, all you have to do is email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Or you can call them 916-85-6000 like so many others have. I'm grateful that you have, and from the sound of it, those that have called are grateful, too, because they got those homes sold. Contar, Scott, our man Lewis, several others. Got it done quickly. Jennifer Carsonson and her team, the best in the biz. Again, 901-685-6000. All you got to do is ask for help. I was reluctant to do that for years, quite frankly, thinking, you know, this is a case they won't be able to handle. They made a fool of me, and I'm very happy that they did in this case. 6 days, we got full asking. It was a great deal. Then they helped me find my dream home. They'll do that for you as well. Again, 901-685-6000. Ask for Jennifer Carsonson. You'll be on your way. With inventory especially low right now, you'll have that thing sold very quickly if you get with the folks at Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Breaking news on Twitter. Twitter says you can have an edit button when everybody wears a mask. So there you go. Twitter will give you an edit button when everybody in the United States wears a mask. So there's some more incentive for you. If football's not enough, if basketball's not enough, how about the edit button, the edit feature on Twitter? There you go. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to everybody who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Darren Rebell. Thanks to Brevin Knight. Thanks to Jeff Calkins. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it.
Be safe.
Indeed. Have a safe holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. Socially distance, all of that. But have a good time. Have a good time. That's going to do it for us. For Jason, I'm John. We're going.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
The summer clearance event is here at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Shop thousands of items and get up to 50% off your favorite brands in-store and online. Get your summer fun on at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Event excludes firearms and ammo. Shop now while supplies last.
My City Rides allows you to lease to own a brand new motor scooter to get where you need to go, and they provide training with their scooter school. We're talking with rider Mike Davis. Mike, did you already know how to ride?
I had never driven a motorcycle before My City Rides.
Tell us a little bit about scooter school.
Scooter school largely consisted of two parts. One part was a classroom format that focused on laws, safety, and equipment. The second part was actual on-scooter training in an empty nearby parking lot.
Were you scared at all?
I was terrified I would wreck the training scooter.
So how did it go?
So they didn't push us to do any of the exercises until we were ready. We started off off slow. First was balancing, then riding in a straight line, then turning one way, then another. Towards the end, we worked on emergency techniques such as fast braking.
So what would you tell someone who is considering the My City Rides program?
If you're thinking about it, don't wait. It's almost impossible to find more reliable and more fun transportation for $90 a month. It's a lot of fun. It's also cheap.
Thanks, Mike. To find out more, visit MyCityRides.org. That's MyCityRides.org.
Join music superstar Becky G Thursday, July 2nd, live for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. The Census helps inform where billions in funding go for each year, from health clinics to highways, school programs, and more. That's why an accurate count is so crucial. Take the Census now. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Becky G's live performance with appearances by sports greats Marvin Jones Jr. and J.J. Barea on July 2nd, 6 p.m. Eastern.
It's the perfect time for a powerful business refresh during Dell Technologies Cyber Savings event. It starts now with up to 50% off high-performance Windows 10 business laptops, desktops, and servers, plus top-brand electronics. It's also your chance to streamline IT and simplify PC life cycles with PC as a service. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 10 Pro for Business. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
Join music superstar Becky G Thursday, July 2nd, live for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. The Census helps inform where billions in funding go for each year, from health clinics to highways, school programs, and more. That's why an accurate count is so crucial. Take the Census now. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Becky G's live performance with appearances by sports greats Marvin Jones Jr. and J.J. Barea.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.